So, and last time I said that I will continue to go through the Bodhichaya Avatara and explain one or two stanzas each time in each session for a short time of 10 to 15 minutes. But to begin with, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that because of coronavirus, hundreds of people are dying every day in many countries all over the world. I request you to think about them, those who have died, those who are very sick, and those who are working tirelessly in order to help those who are sick, and say some prayers, and make some dedications for them. And also that the teaching that we will go through the Bodhichaya Avatara, that also we would dedicate for them. And there was some requests that instead of going on from the place that I had left in the middle of chapter 6, which is the on the parameter of patience, I should go from the beginning. There are some requests about that. But I think it is not necessary to do that, because the recordings of all those teachings are still there, and I think they are in archive, and if anybody wants to go back to the beginning, I'm sure they are available. So therefore I think it will be not useful to go through right from the beginning. But maybe for those who does not have the situation to go back to the beginning, but you know, have not also heard the teachings that have gone before, maybe I should devote a few sessions on a little bit kind of giving a synopsis or essential kind of abbreviation of what has been already taught in this book. This book is called Bodhicharya Avatara in Sanskrit. It is originally written in Sanskrit. In India, it is actually said to be actually recited, or just you know, almost impromptu talked by the great master Shantideva, which was then taken down, transcribed, you can say, in a way, by great scholars that time. And then it was later on translated into Tibetan, very, very nicely, so nicely that it reads in Tibetan as if it is written in Tibetan very, very nicely. So bodhicharya means here bodhi. Bodhi refers to bodhisattva. Bodhisattva, abbreviated as bodhi. What is a bodhisattva? Bodhisattva is very important in Buddhist terminology because Buddha, before he became a Buddha, is referred to as a bodhisattva, a Buddha to be, you can say almost. And in the teachings of Buddhism, you will find the word bodhisattva everywhere. In the Jataka stories also, Jataka stories are actually the stories of the bodhisattva. When Buddha, the life, you know, the former lives of the Buddha, Buddha Sakyamuni, before he became Buddha, so he talks about, you know, different lives, a kind of human lives, as well as other lives, like animals, birds, and, you know, all different kind of lives. And he talks what he did at that time and what happened at that time. And so those stories are usually called Jataka stories. And this is kind of the journey of the Buddha for many lifetimes, life after life, and you know what he did. But then in the, you know, it is also understood that, you know, you can become a bodhisattva. This is the main teaching about the Mahayana teachings. Sometimes we call it Bodhisattvayana. That it is not only Buddha who became a bodhisattva and then a Buddha, but everybody, anybody, if we want, can become a bodhisattva. And once we become a bodhisattva, then we will slowly, slowly develop ourselves, our positive qualities, our innate positive qualities. Innate means that those positive qualities which are actually there inside us, in a, you know, a kind of a hidden way, which is not totally kind of awakened, but in a hidden way. And when we can awaken them or develop them, and then at the end, once we have fully awakened them, then we become a Buddha. And that's the whole idea of Buddhism, because, you know, the idea is that everybody has the innate capacity to become free from all kind of sufferings and causes of sufferings and problems and difficulties. They can totally transform themselves. And then they can become enlightened, a Buddha. But in order to do that, we need to start to work on ourselves, by ourselves. And how to do that is the teachings of the Buddha, is the Dharma, is the The Buddhism is all about that. So that, you know, how to make our life better now in this life, how to make our life better in the long run, next life, lives to be, and how to not just a little bit better, but completely transform ourselves in such a way that we have complete freedom from any difficulties and pain and problems and sufferings. And that's the whole idea. So bodhisattva is somebody who says, who thinks like this, that I see lots of problems in the world. I see lots of pain and difficulties and problems with all different people, not only human beings, but all other living beings. And I am one of them. And I don't want myself to be having those problems and sufferings and pain. And so therefore I must find a way how to free myself from there. How can I find a way to bring lasting peace and lasting happiness and lasting well-being for myself? And in the same way, how can I bring that to all the people? And that would be very important for me. That will be the most important thing for me. And I should work towards that. I should try to find a way to bring this, you know, solution to all the problems and solution to bring lasting peace and happiness to myself and all the beings. And I would like to work towards that. I would like to devote this life and lives to come to find and bring that. So if somebody genuinely from the heart makes that decision that I would like to work for the benefit of all the beings, I would like to bring a way, learn how to, and then try to do that, try to bring, you know, the lasting peace and happiness or the complete well-being for all the beings. That person becomes a bodhisattva. You know, that motivation makes a bodhisattva. And that bodhisattva. And the intention or that motivation or that decision of a person, you know, that who wishes well, who wants to bring something good, wants freedom, happiness, you know, well-being to all the beings, irrespective of, you know, complete equally, like not only to my community, not only to those who belong to my kind of belief, my religion, my society, my country or nation, my world, my race, you know, my humans, but to everybody, you know, without leaving anybody out. If somebody, you know, has that motivation, that motivation or that attitude, that state of mind, is called bodhicitta. So if somebody has the bodhicitta, then he or she is a bodhisattva. And anybody can become a bodhisattva. You don't even need to be a human being to be a bodhisattva. Of course you don't need to be a Buddhist. You can be anybody, you know, to really work for the benefit of everybody, benefit of all, benefit of myself and others. That is a bodhisattva. So bodhicharya avatara, the charya, bodhi, that's the bodhisattva, is bodhi. Charya is activity or, you know, that you can say the ways of life. Charya is way of life. How to behave, how to live, how to act, you know, how to train. That is charya, you know, bodhicharya. Charya is the action. So bodhicharya is the bodhisattva's way of life, bodhisattva's actions. Avatara means entering into. How do we enter, you know, into the bodhisattva's way of life? How do we, the entering into the bodhisattva's way of life? How to get into that? How to learn? You know, entering means like beginning. How to begin? So this book is about that. So therefore, it's called Bodhicharya Avatara. So I think I will. This is the name of the book, and this is also the subject of the book. This is the whole kind of whole thing. What we discuss in this book is about that. So therefore, I will stop here. And in conclusion, I would like to share with you some of the things that I have heard about coronavirus. I'm listening to all kind of messages and, you know, chats and, you know, discussions and information from all over the world on coronavirus every day, almost day and night, as I'm sure most of you are doing too, because I'm worried about this. I think everybody is. And there are some very good, you know, kind of discussions and news about that, also in Tibetan language, from Tibet directly, from China directly. And many people are saying that drinking hot water, drinking hot tea, drinking hot liquids is very good, you know, because it seems that the first thing when the virus gets into our kind of into our mouth, or in, it goes to the throat, and then if we drink a lot, and also, you know, kind of we have like warm hot vapor, you know, kind of, and also gurgle ourselves with hot water or anything. That helps. And some Indians who actually were in around this area of Wuhan, and they were saying that what they have observed is that in Wuhan, lots of people actually did only that, just drink hot tea and hot water, and, you know, and then that kind of cured them. So since it has nothing I'm not sure that would harm anybody. So maybe it's good that we should all do that. I am doing it. I'm drinking lots of hot water and also some Chinese tea sometimes. And it seems it's good for me. And I think we should all do that. Because that, anyway, you know, everybody is saying that there is no medicine anyway. So therefore, why not do something, anything that could even in little way help us? So therefore, wish you a very good drink today of hot water or hot green tea or, you know, herbs or whatever. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much.